Hello and welcome to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Hahnkamp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V, here in Chicago, Illinois. Today is Friday of the 15th week in Ordinary Time, July 17th, 2026. And our passage today comes from the Gospel of St. Matthew, where he writes, Jesus was going through a field of grain on the Sabbath. His disciples were hungry and began to pick the heads of grain and eat them. When the Pharisees saw this, they said to him, See, your disciples are doing what is unlawful to do on the Sabbath. He said to them, Have you not read what David did when he and his companions were hungry? There's something striking about this gospel. The disciples are not stealing. They are not acting out of greed or rebellion. They are simply hungry. As Jesus and his disciples walked through the grain fields on the Sabbath, the disciples began plucking heads of grain and eating them. To ordinary people, it seems like a small and understandable act. But the Pharisees see nothing entirely different. They see a violation of the law. For them, religion has become a matter of careful observance and precise regulation. The Sabbath commandment is sacred. They are determined to protect it. Yet, in their zeal to defend the law, they fail to see the people standing before them. The disciples are hungry. Jesus responds by recalling the story of David, who ate the bread reserved for priests when he and his companions were in need. Then he points to the priests themselves, who perform duties in the temple on the Sabbath without violating its holiness. Finally, he reveals the deepest truth. Desire mercy, not sacrifice. The issue is not whether the Sabbath is important. The issue is understanding its purpose. The law exists to serve life. It exists to help human beings live in communion with God. Whenever religious practice loses sight of love, mercy, and human dignity, it begins to miss the heart of God. Many sincere Christians carry a hidden burden. They worry constantly about whether they are doing enough, praying enough, serving enough, or following every spiritual rule perfectly. Such concerns often arise from a genuine desire to please God, yet they can subtly transform our relationship with Him. Faith becomes less about love and more about performance. The Pharisees were experts in religious performance. Their problem was not that they loved the law too much. Their problem was that they loved the law more than the people for whom the law was given. Sometimes we can fall into that same trap. A parent may feel guilty for missing a prayer time, but because a child needed attention. A caregiver may feel frustrated because exhaustion prevents participation in every parish activity. A priest may feel inadequate because there is always more ministry to do than time allows. In these moments, Jesus gently reminds us that God is not keeping score. He is looking at the heart. Mercy, you see, comes before sacrifice. Love comes before regulations. Relationship comes before ritual. A story from the Desert Fathers tells of an elderly monk renowned for his strict observance of prayer and fasting. One evening, as he prepared for his long hours of prayer, a weary traveler arrived unexpectedly at his door. The monk faced a choice. He could maintain his prayer schedule exactly as planned, or he could welcome the stranger. He chose hospitality. He prepared food, offered water, listened to the man's story, and provided a place to rest. By the time the traveler fell asleep, most of the night had passed. The monk had missed many of his usual prayers. The next day, a younger monk asked whether he felt guilty for neglecting his spiritual practices. The old monk smiled and replied, "Last night I prayed with my hands instead of my lips." He understood what Jesus teaches in today's gospel. Love offered to another person is never separate from the love offered to God. Contemplative spirituality teaches us to look beneath appearances and discover God's presence in the ordinary realities of life. If the Pharisees saw disciples gathering grain, Jesus saw hungry friends. The Pharisees saw a legal problem. Jesus saw an opportunity for mercy. Contemplation changes our vision. It helps us to see as Christ sees. When we become still before God, our hearts gradually soften. We become less interested in judging and more interested in understanding. We become less concerned with appearances and more attentive to the needs hidden beneath them. The contemplative person learns to ask not merely, "What is the rule?" but also, "What is love asking me in this moment?" This question does not abolish God's commandments, rather, it fulfills them. Every commandment ultimately points toward love of God and neighbor. The gospel then concludes with one of Jesus' most remarkable declarations. "The Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath." Jesus is not simply interpreting the law, he is revealing its authority over it. The Sabbath itself finds its meaning in him. The deepest rest for which the Sabbath was created is not merely a day without work. It is communion with Christ. Every human heart longs for this rest. We search for it in achievement, possessions, entertainment, and success. Yet none of these satisfy completely. Only Christ can provide the rest we seek. Only Christ can reconcile justice and mercy. Only Christ can teach us how to live faithfully without becoming rigid, and how to be compassionate without losing truth. In him, law and love become one. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you are the Lord of the Sabbath and the source of true rest. Teach us to see others with your compassionate eyes. Free us from every form of judgment, rigidity, and spiritual pride. Help us to remember that your commandments are pathways to love and not burdens to carry alone. Give us hearts that place mercy before sacrifice, people before rules, and relationship before routine. In moments when we are tempted to judge, teach us understanding. In moments when we are weary, lead us to your rest. May we learn to recognize you in the needs of those around us and serve you with generous and loving hearts. For you live and reign forever and ever. If you found a grace in this brief reflection today, I invite you to enter deeply into the vocation to which you are called. There find God leading you home. Bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.